audience. Praise, honor, and glory to the holy name of Jesus. This is the Whole Truth radio broadcast coming from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith with Bishop Anthony J. Patterson. We invite you to come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith for your salvation. This is the same church starting on the day of Pentecost in Acts, the second chapter. Bishop Patterson believes, preaches, and teaches the Apostles' Doctrine. We, the members of the body of Christ, also believe and practice the Apostles' Doctrine. Come thou with us, for we will do thee good. The Lord has spoken good concerning us. Stay tuned to this station for the Whole Truth radio broadcast. For information concerning the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, direct all prayer requests, requests for literature, and correspondence to Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Apostle and General Overseer, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may call Bishop at area code 610-583-2400. We will not have prayer. Father, Lord God, in your precious, mighty name, the body of Christ come together again in your sanctuary to give you praise and thanks to your holy name. Asking you, Lord God, this day to watch over the angel in the land today. Keep him, Lord God, in the center of your will. Hide him in the shadow of your wings. And while you, Lord, remember me, remember this household of faith, keep us, Lord, as the apple in thine eye. Keep us, Lord, from the things of this world. Bless us on every side. My Lord, watch over us and keep us. May some honest soul that's seeking you, Lord, come to the knowledge that you are God Almighty and nothing that you cannot do. We thank you. We praise in your mighty name. We ask you to watch over us and present us on that great day, faultless, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, where without end, hallelujah, amen.
I understand what Paul meant. He got to, he said, if I stay tarry long with you, I got to show you how to act when you come to the house of the Lord. And folks who hadn't been taught by no one don't know how to act when they come to church. Because, see, the church is none other than the house for the living God. And its pillar and ground is in truth. That means there can't be any lies in the church if it's God's church. The pillar that's holding it up is truth. The ground that it's settled in is truth. And I woke this morning, the Holy Ghost was saying, let my people go. I said, Lord, you can't be talking about Pharaoh. He said, yes, I am. That's Satan. But let them go. And the reason we preach this gospel is so that Satan will let God's people go. He has a hold on them. And he will destroy you if you don't give up your will to follow Christ. It is a shame that Satan has a hold on the world, but as a man told me, that's the way God has it. He's going to destroy some, and he's going to save few. Even when he chose his apostles, he took them from folks who were disciples, but he only chose 12. He called many of them, but he only chose the ones that he wanted. And if you are not chosen for this work, then I will advise you not to try to hold this wall up, because it will fall on you and kill you. But today I want false prophets to let God's people go. If they belong to God, let them go. I heard a preacher preach today. He spoke the truth. The voice was wonderful. He said, you're dreaming. Tell a dream like a dream. If your mama said you was going to be a preacher, let that be mama. Don't let it be. Don't say it's God. Now, if mama done testified and prophesied that her son was going to preach, and it comes to pass, and mama's had a good dream and spoke a good prophecy. But if mama got to send you to a seminary to learn God, then I would say mama just had a dream. But false prophets have many people entangled in foolishness. And today my message is to let God's people go. And I'm preaching to the church too. If something is holding you, you let it go. You know, God told Moses, Pharaoh's not going to let them go. Satan don't want to lose his crowd. But you know, God is going to win in the end. He's going to have his people praising him throughout eternity. False people preach a lot of false stuff, but it's not God's church because there is a lie. But if I preach to you and you say I have an ult against you, Bishop, of what you preached, you're on your way to hell. Why would you have an ult against me and I preach truth? If you can't take chastisement, then you don't belong to God. And you say, I was humiliated. Well, in his humiliation, His life was taken from him. And you can't bear a little correction. I will say to you, you're on your way to hell. And I preach to you to tell Satan to let you go. I have all the signs. To tell Satan and to tell the world that God has sent me. Just like Moses had the sign to tell Pharaoh, God sent me. But so many things now have come in the world, and preachers have preached folks and have them in bondage. And the word of the Lord come and say, let them go. But you know, God got some of them blind, just like he kept hardness Pharaoh's heart. And Satan got some of them blind so they won't see God. But if you desire to know the truth, if it is your desire to be saved, then you will find your way here. I have another testimony today that someone believed what I preached. She heard me say, repent and be baptized. She did it. In other words, I'm going to take him at his word and I'm going to see if what he preaches is the truth. She did it. And I tell you, not many days hence, when she got serious with God and tarried with him, I'm sure she had a fight. Amen. But my God, when she came through, no one had to tell her. And she testified that she spoke in tongues. And we know that to mean that is a sign for the gift God has given you. So I have another one in the Lord. And is a proof of my apostleship. Someone believed me and took God at his word. And Satan had to let her go. And now she is on her way to Canaan. She's going to have a long journey, just like all of us, through the wilderness of life. But if we continue and don't get on God's nerves, we will endure to the end. Our feet will not even swell in our shoes. He will keep us. If we need water, he will give it to us to drink. He said he had a well of living water. And if you drink from it, he said, you will never thirst. He had to feed them with manna, but we have him. We have the bread of life. Satan had to let her go because something else came in to fill her completely. But belief did that. But not just belief alone. Works followed her belief and her faith. Tarry, what do I do while I'm waiting? Call on the name of the Lord. When you want someone, you call them on the phone. Is this so-and-so's residence? You ask for the person. When you want God, call him. He has a name that he has put here that has all power. Amen. And if you want him, call him. But it is a shame that the devil can grab hold and you feel like you can't shake him, and only thing you have to do, don't fight him. In the sense of, don't bring an accusation against him. Do what the angels did, Satan. The Lord rebuked thee. He gave you another weapon. Satan, get thee behind me. And see, even though the apostle spoke the truth, the Lord looked at him at a time and said, Satan. He knew what was coming out of his mouth. He knew the spirit of it because he heard it. But when truth came, the Lord said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. Truth, because the Holy Ghost helped you. I'm going to build my church on truth. Now, if something else comes along, and it is not built on this truth, not on this precept, then you sweep that out of the house. If a damaged brick comes in and it's not 4x4, that's what we're putting up, 4x4 bricks. If something comes in 12x16, it doesn't fit. Cast it aside. It is a difficult thing when you go to the throne of grace and you're praying to God in tears sometime to save your people. And then someone looks at you and says, I have an altar against you for what you preached. I don't mind that from false folks. They can have all the alts they want. But it's still the truth. But if you ever get to the point where something I preach disturbed you so much that you get to the point you have an alt, maybe you don't understand what an alt is. Maybe that's the point.
I charge thee before God, 2 Timothy 4 and 1.
Well.
And the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word.
Yes. Whether some don't like it, you still have to preach the word.
Be instant. In season.
Yes.
Out of season. Reprove.
Well. Yes.
Rebuke. Yes. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
The reason we preach is to save you. There's no other reason for me to do this.
For the time will come.
The time is here.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
When you tell someone the truth. A lot of people don't want to hear it. But if it is God's church,
you have
the
job.
Pillar and the ground of it is in truth. The support for it is in truth. And if God doesn't send you, if God doesn't send you, don't go. But see, I had to tell him I would go because everything that he did for me is written in his word. I'm reminded now of the prophet Isaiah. And the Lord came to him. Who can I send? testified to you of how the Lord came and worked with my mouth. And I felt like it was stone that I was peeling. But I realized it was truth. I realized it was the fire from the altar of God that was taking away all of my iniquities and getting me ready for what he was going to do in this church. And now here I am, and I am going. And if you get offended,
blessed is he whosoever,
then I will say to you again, hell shall be your portion to eat. I will never get that friendly or that close to you that I see you do something wrong, and I will not stop you. Because if you're going to stay in God's church, the pillar of his church is supported by truth. Amen. The ground that it is in truth. There are so many people out there with half-truths. And the devil is not crazy. There are some people that can read the Bible. Didn't you hear the message today? They can steal God's words. That's nothing. And it's nothing that Satan can have things that appear to be miracles. So did Pharaoh's magicians. It's nothing that's new. But I come to say, let them go. If they belong to God, you run. You follow me as I follow Christ. You leave. I don't read where Moses had to pull anybody out by chains. Or take them and say, I'm going to drag you out of here. But I think when the time was, they left of their own accord. But just because they left did not mean they all made it and were saved. Amen. On the way to the promised land, how many made it in? How many of the men that left there made it in? I'm reminded again of Isaiah when the Lord told him to go. Preach to them. They ain't going to hear you. They're not going to perceive it. But there will be a remnant when I've destroyed everything. A remnant is coming out of it. Seemed like God would take the cloth and take the biggest portion. But after you cut it out of me, the suit he wants was left over. Because he wants truth. And the devil will not let people go. I spoke to a father about the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And his son began to understand what I was saying. So his father deterred him from listening to me. Why? He's trying to preach to get members. No, I'm not preaching to get members. Not like you think. I'm preaching so that the souls of men won't be lost. And if you belong to God, and if you are a member of his body, then you will be in place before he comes. I'm not proselyting. If you want to stay with the Baptist church, you stay. Peace be unto you. If you want to go with Pope Paul, John, whoever he is in this day, you go. But I will tell you this. When we go to glory, everyone God sent me for shall be in place. He told them what to get together before the time. Borrow even from your neighbors. Take all their gold and silver and stuff. They ain't gonna need it. We gonna kill them. But you bring it with you. Because you gonna need it to worship me. And even when it got out there, they found something to do with it. They made a golden calf with it. Why? The man of God wasn't standing right there. But when he came down with power and force and repentance so that God wouldn't kill them. And that's what we pray. That God will save you. Every time I'm on my knees, I am praying for thee. And I say to you today, if you are lost, it's no fault of mine. It's no fault of mine. And if you get so upset that the devil will tell you to stay home, why but just stay home? If this is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is, I don't have a church. I don't have members. God does. And they're members of his body. We got toenails. We got knees, ankles, necks. But there's only one head in this church. Because everybody has one head. You might have more than one finger. But you ain't got but one head. And the head of this church is Christ. God Almighty is the head of this. And if you want to be saved, we say to you, go where there is salvation. And that's here. Satan let God's people go. But now if you don't want to come, then you stay in Egypt. And you continue to work for Pharaoh building his temples and pyramids. But as for us and this house, we shall serve the Lord. When the Apostle Paul was talking to the deacons after he finished, is where one of the scriptures I think is in 1 Timothy. The 3rd chapter and the 15th verse. Because it needs to be understood by humanity that God has one plan of salvation. One. God never had two, 3 million ways to get to him. He only had one. Now people say, I just can't believe it's just your church gonna be saved. If you don't believe that, that means you are not in it. Because God is going to save his body. No matter where they're situated in his body, that is not to mean that he's going to get a toll from the Catholic Church. a arm from the Methodist Church. All of his believers were together believing. But the world has it where God can get some from here. He can get some from over there. He don't care as long as you believe. I come today to say, let them go. Now, Moses didn't take the folks one way, and then Aaron took them and say, let's go this way. Moses, you take that group. And some of you all can go over. You all don't have to follow this. You all just stay there. He didn't tell the harlot Rahab, the ones who are in your house and the ones that are in your mother's house and all of these are going to be saved as long as they're in one of your family houses. He didn't tell Noah, oh, don't build an ark. I'm just going to save them from wherever they are. When I flood the earth, I'm just going to let them float on top of the water and swim around until the waters are abated. If the devil would have his way, you have to believe that. Because if you can utter that God can get them from whatever church they're in, and he only has one church, why would he go somewhere else to save someone who is not in place where he said to be? On the day of Pentecost, he said, go to Jerusalem, not Samaria, not nowhere else but Jerusalem. Now, if you're somewhere else, when the Holy Ghost comes and falls for the first time, it's going to be where he said it would be. Be there, you're all right. Now, they would have to agree with me because it's so simple. If you was in the ark, fine. Don't matter where you was, in the back of it, the side of it, the front of it, or hanging from inside on the rafters on the roof of it, as long as you were in it. Now it didn't matter whether you was looking out the windows in the harlot Rahab house, whether you was at the dining room table sitting on a three-legged stool or laying under hay. It didn't matter as long as you were in the walls where he said be. Now at the Passover, if you didn't follow the instructions, it was not possible for the death angel to not come in your house if you had not followed and had the sign on the upper doorpost. Now, if you didn't have it on there, don't tell me God didn't go in there. He went in with a vengeance. Can you imagine the sorrow for all who didn't even know what to do? Why? They didn't belong to God. So how could they hear without a preacher? But God has sent us. And we're saying, Satan, let them go. From the foolishness that is in the world. No one in the Bible ever baptized, saying, I therefore baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, using titles.
We baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We use the name, like he said, Jesus Christ, to make no mistake about who you're being baptized under. Someone told me, it doesn't matter as long as I believe it. You ain't got nothing to do with this. He has given us instructions what to do to you while you are in the water. And we are doing the deed, not you. We are putting something on you. I can't see the post coming out of the ground, dipping itself in the blood and running back and going back in the ground. No, someone had to put the sign on the post. But if the devil will have his way, it doesn't matter what you believe. That's what they say. God will save you. Let them go. Because if you don't believe what the scripture has said, you might as well forget it. Because you're saying if you have the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is a lie, and God did not send you, then your pillar shall crumble because it is not sturdy enough to hold truth. And God's church must have truth in it. Its foundation is truth. This is a church of the living God. And as the man said, I tarry. I have to stay a long time with you to show you how to act when you come. Because this is the body of Christ. Say, keep your feet. Be more ready to hear than to make the sacrifice of a fool. What's stopping you? Just let it go. Lord, help me tell Satan the Lord rebuke you. Get behind me. Don't ever tell me you're so weak. But God understands. He don't understand it. I don't. You don't either. It's just an excuse that you use. Nothing should stop you from making it to the house of God. And if somebody brings it to your remembrance that the Bible said, forsake not the assembly of yourself together, so much the more, you see the day approaching. My Lord, if you can't look at the world and see that this thing is coming to a close, you are blind as 45 blind men that had their eyes plucked out by ravens and they ain't got no brains. So if eyes were put in, they would never see. You are just blind. God has given all of us his spirit so that you can discern between what is right and what is wrong. And if you belong to him, you're going to follow truth because you want to stay in the church. You want your feet to follow his lamp. You say, well, what is the lamp? What I'm preaching. The word of God is all we have to offer you here. If you want the tables of the world, then you go eat the vomit that dogs have eaten and threw up again to have them eat again. You go have that. I told you before, it doesn't matter how you dress the table. You can shop and get the best stuff from Tiffany's, but no matter what the plate look like, look at what you're being served on the plate. Vomit.
You can eat it by candlelight. I don't care. But what my job is to do is to say, hey, fool, look at what you're eating. I'm turning the light on so that you can see what you are eating. But this church has truth, and it cannot have anything but truth. And if lies come, that God's going to cut that off and keep moving the remnant. He's not going to tell you something he won't do. If the right arm offend, cut it off. Let the body go on. We might as well move on, Maine. We'll learn how to walk with one leg. But we can't live without a head. Every time God takes his prophet to sleep, Satan comes in and his sheep just go scattered around. Don't know what to do. But when God raised up one, say, this is the way. Let's go. All right, Satan, stop hindering us. Because this is the church of the living God. How can you name God's church by someone else's name? How can you put someone else's name on God's doorpost? Fred didn't die for this. Neither did Mother Doolittle die for this. I am not that important that this church is Bishop Patterson's church. No, this is Jesus Christ's church. My name is just there to let you know that I was sent to guide this church on over this Jordan. This is a weary land that we travel through, and it's not going to be pleasant. So you might as well set yourself. It's going to be good sometimes. It's going to be bad most of the time. It's going to be happy few days. And the rest of them are full of trouble. Set yourself. Once you reside to that, everything will be all right. Because when it ain't right, say, well, thank the Lord. God had you happy all the time, you wouldn't know what it was like. There would be no difference in nothing because you feel the same way all the time. That's why folks want medication, reefer, and drugs. They want to feel the same way all the time. And when that wears off, they get more of it because they want the same feeling. No. Lord, take us like roller coasters. Up some down, round some time, upside down some time. We don't care. We're going to hold on and take the ride. Wherever the thrill take us, we'll scream and holler as we go. But nothing shall take us off this track. I heard a woman preaching. Folks, listen to me. And they try to grabbed the Bible. She said she was compassed about but so great a cloud of witnesses. She flipped through that because she was trying to get to the race that was set before them. But I said to myself, don't go to that yet. Where is your witness? Read for me, read for me. Oh, y'all don't want to praise the Lord. And the folks are screaming and hollering, praise the Lord. She said, y'all don't know what you're saying. Ism. Now, how can that be God's church when the pillar that's holding it up is not truth? There is no grounds for her to be saying, I'm here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God sent me to preach. The folks want to know, why do you always have to condemn? I'm not condemning. I'm showing you the difference between what is true and what is not. You judge it. But if you're not in Christ Jesus, you're already condemned. But I'm coming to give you life, and you get offended. And you get an order against me. But I tell you this, I will bang you like a nail going through a 2x8, if that is such a board. I will keep banging until you are recessed in that board. And if you don't go in right, I'm going to pull you out, straighten you up with the hammer, and bang you back through until you're in like I want it. You can come out the side, I'm going to pick you right by the sharp part, bang you right back in, pull you out by your head, straighten you out, and nail you in. Now, if you get bent so bad, I don't feel, you know, I'm throw it away and get a straight one. Start all over. But see, folks forget that the apostle gave some over to Satan. Why should God tarry? And if he's not going to tarry, why in God's name am I going to tarry with you? And you're going to get offended? Let him go, Satan. See, that's why Satan get the mind, because God wants it. And you better pray that God keep you dressed up in your best Sundays, whatever y'all call y'all when y'all get your Sundays best. Keep your mind dressed. Don't ever have your mind naked. If you got to take a shower with your mind, take all your clothes in there when you go. Get dressed, get showered with your clothes on. Don't ever leave your mind undressed. Lord, I'm clothing my right mind. Because it is a shame that the world can hear the words of God and say, oh, well, it doesn't matter. A man preached that there were preachers in hell right now preaching to souls. And they're in the flames, he said. This preacher has already lit God's fire and put hell in it. But the people like it that way. It ain't nothing to live. He done lit God's fire, and he got preachers in hell. If that is the case, what is the use of preaching to somebody in the flames burning in hell? There is no salvation from it. You can't be saved from it. And the parable he used, the man was talking to somebody in Abraham's bosom, send somebody to my family. For what? They got the word and don't even hear it. But he got the flames of hell lit. If that is the case, doll, you can't be helped. You are now in eternity, where the worm, you won't die. You're going to burn throughout eternity. God's not going to ever put the flame out. He ain't going to pull nobody out of the flame and put him in his paradise. Because, dog, we are already with him. You were an afterthought. We were throwing you away. And if any of you think you're going to get in the kingdom with us, we're going to bind you hand and feet and cast you into outer darkness. Amen. That's why the church, when you speak to one another, you have to speak the truth. If you don't want to speak the truth, don't say nothing. Just don't say nothing. And that's the hardest thing sometimes, just to hold your peace. Just don't say nothing. Say, girl, if I was you, I would say this. Say it. Go ahead. Hurt their feelings like they hurt yours. I'll give them a piece of my mind. No, you keep your mind. And the little piece that you have, keep it. Because the Lord will give you deliverance if you learn to hold your peace and let God fight it for you.
Man told me he's going to be one of the biggest preachers. He's going to be one of the most powerful preachers in the world. I said, you ill? He said, yeah, when he give in to the Lord. I tell you one thing. If God calls you, ain't a thing you can do but go. And you are a fool if you don't follow what he said. How am I going to tell God, come back later? I ain't ready to do that yet. No, dog. Now, when God calls you, you going. If not, he going to find a big fish. He going to find some hell to put you in till you come to your senses. It won't be the flames yet. But he'll put you so low, he'll bring you to your senses. Why? Because you are going to remember God's word. Let's go. See, there's going to come a time God will not be able to deliver you. There's going to be a big gulf between the two. And he won't be able to extend anymore. You think he could save anybody from the waters once he closed that window, that door on that up? He couldn't go back on his word. He could not reach down now in past the ark. Say, oh, I forgot you. Don't drown. Here, I'll help you. I'll put you on the roof. And you just float with it. Mm-mm. Came along, the scripture said, he destroyed all of humanity, but eight. And that righteous man Noah that was in there with that eight. But if you have God's church, it has to be built on. Because it started that way. And it's going to have to end up that way. God's not coming for a church with a lie in it. He hates liars. He hates them. And your word, I tell you, is an important thing. When you give someone your word. Word is spirit. When you give someone, I will do such and such a thing for you at this time. If the Lord's will. Now, I'm not talking about your will. It's time to go and a good program is on TV and you don't want to get up. Say, I want to see this. But your word is already gone. Get up and do what you said. And if something comes up that you can't, let the individual know. Said, I promise to do this and that for you. I can't come right now, but I'll get there as soon as I can, if the Lord wills. Because God might be doing something and then you can't go at that time. But when he loose you, you go. When Paul was writing, you have it for me? But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave
thyself in the house of God.
Keep your feet. The house of God, now listen to what this apostle is saying.
Which is the church of the living God.
Ho! How you should behave when you come to church. Where you think you're walking into. The apostle said it was the the church of the living God,
the pillar and
the
ground,
pillar
and ground of the truth.
It's supported and it's resting on truth. Not a lie. Not something someone made up, but truth. And if you do not have all truth, if I was you, I would run, run, run. You come on now. Not tomorrow, but today. Won't you come? If you want to be saved, you come. If you desire to know the truth, come. This is Bishop Patterson. The one that God has sent to bring you out. Once he brought you out to deliver you to the land of Canaan. Now, if you want to come, you come. Come to truth. Come right now. Right now. You have to come. You have to come. And you have to come right now. He's able to save you. He's able. I know of a surety. He's able right now. He is able. My God is able. He's able right now. He's a deliverer. He can bring you out of darkness. He can bring you out. He sent me to bring you out of darkness right now. Today, got you here. Don't harden your heart. Just let him deliver you. Let him do it right now. Come to Jesus. Come on.